Dial Daily Bread, Book 1. Chapter 134. Some refreshing news in Peter's sermon at Pentecost. There is some refreshing news in Peter's sermon at Pentecost. It shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out of my Spirit on all flesh. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. That sounds like good news, but is it too good? The words all flesh surely mean everybody in the world. How can it be true? Note that Peter does not say that everybody will receive the Holy Spirit. He only says that God will give the gift to everybody. Jesus can help us understand. He says that, when He the Holy Spirit has come, He will convict the world of sin, because they do not believe in Me. The Father so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Christ is the true light which gives light to every man who comes into the world. The ancient Jews wouldn't believe this, for they thought that only they are lighted. But Gentiles are also included. The Holy Spirit sheds light on every human heart. That person may not receive the light, but in the last great judgment day, no one can accuse God of not letting some light shine upon His pathway, some evidence on which that soul could make a choice. In every human heart the Holy Spirit has wrought a conviction of sin, a sense of right and wrong. And blessed are those who respond to that conviction the Holy Spirit gives. But there's another statement in Peter's sermon that arrests our attention: whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Of course, that must mean insincerity. God pays attention to all who in every place call on the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours. Here is His much more abounding grace: the same Lord is rich to all who call upon Him. David says, "This poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles." Do you feel sinful and unworthy? Call upon the Lord, and believe that in His mercy He will hear you. Yes, He will convict you of sin. But thank Him for that with all your heart.